You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Joe, how you doing?
Hey, Joe, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing great. I was just kind of getting set up here in the production room, getting the recorder going, getting the tape going. You know what I mean? You don't have any idea what I'm talking about, do you?
Oh, yeah.
You young whippersnappers. Got all that.
What's that?
You got all that stuff.
I'm not that young.
Okay. So, man, thanks for calling. How's it going?
Good, man.
How would you describe your how would you describe Seventh Time Down and being with them, like, in one word?
Family.
Family. Wow. That's pretty cool. I've never heard that before. Nobody's ever given me that description before. Because you guys are kind of known as, like, the friendliest group around. I know Mikey always says, well, I guess it's a Southern hospitality, I guess.
I guess so. I'll have to tell everybody we're known as the friendliest group around. I don't know that I've heard that. That's awesome.
Really? Oh, man, yeah. We had a great thing happen last year. We are part of Worship in the Adirondacks up at Word of Life north of here, and Mikey pulled a guy up on stage who really wanted to be up there, and I was telling his mom, I said, well, he's a really friendly guy. So if he knows how big a fan he's got there, he's probably going to acknowledge or do something, and sure enough, he did. And so I don't think the kid's come down yet, but pretty amazing. I got to ask you something. Now, this is you play the drums.
I do. I try to anyway.
You're the You're the rock and roll drummer. What band did you want to be in when you were coming along?
Oh gosh, I mean, really, I've been in basically playing music with Mikey since I was in fifth grade.
Wow.
So this has pretty much been the only band I've ever been in or really wanted to be in. I know at one point, I got offered to try out for a band called Pillar.
Yeah.
They were like a Christian rock band, and I was like a big fan of theirs. So it was one of those things where I was kind of like, holy cow, I can't believe they're asking me to come try out for their band. But at the same time, we had already started touring, and a Seventh Time Down had been doing that for a lot of years. And I just told them, like, I'm flattered that you asked, but, you know, these guys are my brothers, and I would never even think of just jumping ship, you know, for anything else. So
they're your family. Yeah.
They're my family, man. We've been, gosh, we always joke with people and tell them, like, we're like one big, giant married couple. we've been around each other for so long. It's like, you know, everybody's habits and thoughts and all of that, so.
You're one of those groups, I have to tell you, and you probably realize this. I mean, you know, when you say, yeah, Seventh Time Down, they're going to be in, they got a big concert coming up at Goodwill Church in Montgomery, and people would go, what do they play? You know, and you say, well, just say Jesus, you know? And they're like, oh, yeah, I know who they are, you know, like that. Yeah, you must get that, huh?
Oh, yeah, we used to joke with people, we're like, yeah, we're the Just Say Jesus band, or we're the God Is on the Move band, we're aware of that.
Well, what direction are you guys going in now, kind of? Or maybe the same direction. I don't know. You know, you guys think about that?
We're headed north right now.
Well, I know. That's a very good answer.
No, man, I think we're just writing whatever we feel like God puts on our heart. You know, I think this album's probably a little more energetic than
– yeah.
Than some of our past albums, but it's got a little bit of everything on it, man. It's a lot of fun, really great songs with great messages on them, and I think it's going to bring a lot of hope and inspiration for people, and you know, just give them point them a path to Jesus. And super excited about it.
That's good that you're excited about it, because otherwise we won't get excited about it. That's pretty awesome there.
I can't wait, man. It's been one of those things where we've had a lot of it done for a while.
Yeah.
Like getting all the final pieces together, and you're just kind of anxious to share it with everybody. So that's where we're at now. We're just waiting to let all of our friends hear it, you know.
putting your talent out there, you know, for other people to scrutinize and criticize, that's really heady stuff. People probably don't realize that. You know, regular people like me, you know, who have no talent, who just put it out there, you know. So when people start criticizing it, that must be, you know, it's kind of good and bad. You don't want to get too big-headed.
Yeah. Well, sure, you know, and, you know, I just always try to keep it in perspective. I'm like, and even some of, like, the greatest, you know, musicians of all time that you can think of that people really, you know, praise or whatever, there are just as many people that don't like that person. And you're kind of like, I can't understand how they don't like them, you know, but there's, you know, it's just like ice cream flavors or anything like that. Like, that's why they make so many, because people have different tastes. They have different things they like. And it's the same with music, you know. I don't think that's any different. And I don't expect everybody to like everything we put out, and, you know, that's fine. But there are going to be people that songs that we put out or stuff like that that's really going to hit home with them and really connect with them. And I think that's all we could ever pray for or hope for.
I think you're absolutely right. Have you ever, now, three of you guys, have you ever thought about, you know, maybe adding a female touch to the group? Maybe, no?
Honestly, no.
Okay.
Just because, to be completely honest, like, traveling logistically,
yeah, that'd be a nightmare.
Changes a lot. Then it just makes it way too difficult with traveling and all that jazz. And honestly, I don't know. I mean, our wives excluded. I don't know of anybody else that would want to be subjected to life on the road with us. They have to put up with stuff they have to put up with.
Right, right. I can imagine. Living the life.
Oh, yeah.
What does that entail, living the life with Austin and Cliff and Mikey? What's that like?
Man, it's, you know, it's, I don't think it's ever what people expect it to be. You know, I used to always joke that I was going to make a video series called So You Think You Want to Be in a Band. And it was going to just highlight all of the lowlights of, like, tour life and just all the things that happen when you're traveling, you know, because everybody sees you on stage
right.
for the, you know, hour that you're on stage. They're like, oh, my gosh, that's so cool. But then it's like they have no idea you haven't slept except for, like, maybe 30 minutes or, you know, you had trailer tires blow out or your bus broke down or whatever. Like, there's just a lot of things that you encounter that nobody else is ever aware of, and it's just not as glamorous as people imagine it to be. But, you know, it's, for us, it's worth it because this is our ministry and it's what we were called to do. So we persevere through whatever's thrown at us and just know that God's got a plan.
Woo! Has there anything that's ever happened that maybe at a show where you were kind of in, I mean, you probably, I don't know, you may be like me, but, you know, it's kind of a rough day. You were kind of thinking,
oh,
I should have stayed home. Yeah. But, and does something happen? What's something that's happened? It's, you know, like, oh, I'm so glad I showed up.
Yeah. Like, what are some instances of, like, rough things that have happened?
Well, now you already explained the rough things. We can kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, the things that at the show that's kind of cool. I know Mikey pulls people on stage and stuff like that. That's kind of neat, you know, when Mom faints and.
I mean, the very last show that we played on this tour, you know, we never really do, like, planned altar calls or anything like that. But, you know, we let people know that if, you know, they want to know more about Jesus or, you know, have questions or anything like that, like, you know, find us or come down front or whatever they want to do at any point, you know, and that we'd love to pray with them or talk to them. And so, like, literally in the middle of a song, like, I think like three people came down and started praying down front. Well, then, you know, five or six more people came down. And so we just stopped the show and just started praying with the people, you know, and then you know, we finished out from there. But we've had times before where people have come down like that. And we just never played another song the rest of the night. We just literally pray with them and, you know, spend time in the presence of God.
Wow. Wow, that is very impressive. Yeah, pretty cool. Yeah, and a lot of people wonder about things like that, you know, because I've heard people in Q&As, you know, specifically ask, well, what do you guys do? It's, everything's planned out. And they're like, well, you know, doesn't have to be.
So. Yeah, we don't really plan out that much. Just kind of let it happen. You know, I don't. We never want anything to feel forced or anything like that. But, you know, if people are feeling the Holy Spirit kind of tug at their heart, then we want to be available and do our part for them, you know.
Now, do you ever think about doing, because I know, you know, in reading on you guys, people always compare your music and kind of where it gets, as they say, pulled from. And they're mentioning some of the bands that I really like, although I probably shouldn't admit this being on, right? You know, but like I'm from that era, the Led Zeppelin and the Who and the Doors and people like that. Yeah. You know, do you ever think about like maybe taking some of their music and, I mean, maybe it's a crazy idea and, you know, maybe doing a little bit of that on stage.
Doing some of that. I'm
maybe excited. Not. I don't know.
We've been touring now for like 15 years.
Uh-huh.
And
wow.
Early on, we would have parts in our show where we did like brief little snippets of cover songs and
okay.
stuff. But, you know, what's interesting is you'll have a handful of people who'll be like, oh, that'd be really cool. And then the other hand, we have people who more or less like have scolded us after a show.
Right.
Like, I can't believe you
right.
you played that. Like, we did a part of a Led Zeppelin song one time.
Oh.
Not even the words, literally just the music.
Yeah.
And had a lady pull me aside, and she's like, you know, you're going to hell because you played Led Zeppelin. And
awesome.
Like, they really just kind of like bashed us over it.
That's what happens when it gets played on the radio, too. So that's the reason we don't do
it
anymore.
Right.
You know? Okay.
So.
But really, in all seriousness, I want to mention this because you guys support an organization that I really, a couple of years ago, didn't know about. And it's called CURE. C-U-R-E, uh-huh. CURE International. Now, does that stand for something, Austin?
So CURE International, we partnered with them. It's been a while since we partnered with them.
Okay.
We pretty much every tour that we ever do, we love partnering with organizations. And, you know, it's the same deal. Like what we do is 100% a ministry. And so we obviously want to reach people for Jesus, but we also want to help people who are in need. So this tour in particular, we're partnered with a group called Children International.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, we've worked with Child Fund, Food for the Hungry, CURE. You know, CURE was probably the most different from any of the other organizations we've worked with in that they basically every night was like one child, and they had a certain surgery that they were trying to get done for this child.
Wow.
And basically the whole group the audience was trying to raise enough money to basically sponsor that child's surgery. And then if that child surgery got sponsored, it moved on to another surgery and you start raising money toward that.
Oh, I see.
So that was, it was really interesting. You know, Children International, it's more of just like helping villages and children who are impoverished and, you know, don't have food or running water or bathrooms, stuff like that. And it's just been awesome because we've been able to see the difference that like these organizations make in those communities. You know, it's like literally taking kids who are dying and have zero hope and giving them hope and a new life, and then all in Jesus' name, you know, letting them know that there are people in the United States who love Jesus and love them and want to see them have their dreams come true in their lives.
Now I know about Children International. That's pretty cool. Will we be able to get more information at the concert? Is that something that goes along with your
yes, sir.
Merch table kind
yeah,
of deal?
So this concert will be talking about Children International, giving people an opportunity to stand alongside us and supporting that organization and helping feed these kids. And, there will be a table there with more information, and we talk about it as well.
Okay. All right. I've got these Sound of Life hats. They're white, which normally you don't have. Normally, our colors like navy blue, but they're white. So what I've been doing is taking like three of them. I probably need to get you three guys like just to autograph the thing
okay.
top real quick, you know, and then I'll somehow give them out. I'm not going to throw them out in the
Absolutely.
Audience, but I won't test their test them that well. But Anyway, so because I plan on being there Saturday night, but I really appreciate you guys what you're doing. It's good to talk to you, Austin. It really is. I hope the best for you. I know. Sometimes it seems like the tough things kind of mount up sometimes, but you know, when people tell you how much you mean to them and things, then you know you get affirmation about, okay, we're doing the right thing, we're in the right place. So that's good.
Yeah, you know, and the same for you guys. I'm thankful for the ministry that, you know, radio provides as well. You know, it kind of goes hand in hand with us and what we do, and we're just thankful for what you guys do, and what just know that what you do matters, and that it's more than just you sitting in a room all day, that you're affecting lives and all the people who are listening over the radio.
Wow, just for that, Austin, we'll play every song you send us from now on. Okay, that's just a joke.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
It wasn't for that.
Well, listen, how can we pray for you guys? You got any ideas? Something specific, maybe?
Man, just for continued safe travels on this tour, and that lives are changed each and every night, and that, you know, this is the last run of this tour, and just that we all make it safely back home to our families.
And, amen.
You know, pray for our families while we're gone, too. You know, that's another tough part of it.
Sure.
Not just our band, but even, you know, OBB and Rhett Walker, like everybody leaving their families to come out and do this. It's tough, man. You know, having to speak to your kids or your wives over, you know, a video screen or just always communicating digitally. It's just not the same, you know.
Exactly. I know I don't know what you guys do.
Thankfully, you don't.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys doing what you do. I really do. So thank you very much.
My pleasure, man.
I appreciate that, Austin. God bless you, man. Take care.
Thanks, man. We'll see you soon.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.